On April Fool's joke, we're actually having a meeting. Although I did get the staff earlier this morning. We'll start with our flag salutes. Mr. Jones.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Jones, and now from the special order of business, thank you, Madam Clerk. Please call roll.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Mr. Bryson.
Present.
Mr. Edwardson.
Here.
Ms. Gladyszewski.
Here.
Ms. Hale.
Here.
Ms. Hughes-Gandies.
Here.
Mr. Jones.
Here.
Ms. Treen.
Here.
Ms. Becker. Mayor Weldon.
Here. And I believe Ms. Becker is traveling and can't call in tonight. Okay, now for our special order of business. Is there anyone from the Forest Service here? Okay, then I will just read it. So the Forest Service has sent us a certificate of appreciation. So this certificate of appreciation is awarded to the City of Juneau. We wanted to take this opportunity to share our heartfelt appreciation for all of the extraordinary support shown to our family of federal employees during the partial government shutdown and beyond. We are humbled and honored by the outpouring of support from neighbors, businesses, nonprofits, schools, spousal clubs, associations, and many others. Whether you provide a helping hand, resources, or just someone to talk to, it was appreciated by all. Dated February 28th and signed by Earl Stewart, Forest Supervisor, Tongass National Forest. So thank you for the Forest Service to that. And now we move on to the approval of minutes. So since Mr. Becker is not here, we'll go down to Mr. Edwardson.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move that we approve the minutes of January 7th, 14th, 22nd, and March 6th, 11th, 13th, and 15th. I request unanimous consent.
And you found just little clerical errors is all?
I could read them.
All right, perfect. Any objections to...
I passed on a couple changes.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Hale.
You're welcome.
Any objections to approval of minutes? Seeing and hearing none, the minutes of all those meetings are approved. So moving on to the manager's request for agenda changes. Mr. Manager.
I have no changes. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Public participation on non-agenda items. Madam Clerk, it looks like the only person we have to speak it is Mr. Quayle. Mr. Quayle, you want to come up? And you have 2 minutes.
William Quayle, 415 Willoughby, number 305. I want to thank the city for working really fast on getting our change for 6 months. If the city government really wants to, they can work back. And this will really, I'm asking on the 21st, there's supposed to be a meeting with the assembly. I'm urging you all to vote yes. It should be a no-brainer. On the off-season, what you're doing is you're separating the city caps from the taxis. The needs are different, definitely different than the taxis. The taxis can pretty much work all year round without any difficulties. Well, when it comes to the petty cabs, it is really tough during the winter, you know, from personal experience. And I appreciate the news. I'm going to be there at the meeting on the 21st, but the change would definitely help new people wanting to get into the business. Capitalism is alive and well in Juneau, okay? Because, it's quite an undertaking to have to pay $1,500 out and pay your insurance and pay the harbor. It's quite an investment. It pretty much is. And the average person would never do it. But we've just made it so, by making the change, we made it so it's a lot easier get into being a pedicab driver during the summer, and you'll probably see in the future, you'll see more, pedicab drivers, which is good.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Quayle. Any questions for Mr. Quayle? Seeing and hearing none, we'll see you at our next meeting. Any other members of the public that want to speak on non-agenda items? Seeing and hearing none, we'll move to the consent agenda. Any public requests for consent agenda changes other than ordinances for introduction? Okay, any assembly requests for consent agenda changes? Assembly action. Ms. Slash Essex.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I would move the consent agenda and ask for unanimous consent.
Any objections? Seeing and hearing none, the consent agenda is approved. And that moves us to public hearing. Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Ordinance 2019-09, an ordinance amending the public finance code relating to investments and collateral.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Mr. Mann.
This ordinance would amend the CBJ investment code and policy, which were last updated in 2007 and 2009. CBJ operates a central treasury for the management of all municipal finances, including the school district and enterprise funds. Over the past few years, the amount of cash in central treasury has varied from 170 to 220 million. A portion of those funds are deemed available for longer-term investments in order to maximize additional earnings potential. The existing code requires that an external manager be contracted for managing a portion of the intermediate-term portfolio and the remaining portion to be managed by the finance director and staff internally. Using policies from Government Finance Officers Association, GFOA, and other Alaskan communities as a guide, this ordinance revises CBJ 5725 to allow more effective management of CBJ investments, directs the finance director to implement investment code, requires an independent third-party custodian to control investment securities, and prioritizes the investment objectives. This code also sets up the rules for investment of long-term endowment funds managed by CBJ. The Assembly Finance Committee reviewed these amendments at its meeting on November 7, 2018 and January 9, 2019 and recommended adoption of these code amendments. I recommend you adopt this ordinance.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak to this ordinance? Seeing and hearing none, we'll bring it back to the Assembly. Mr. Bryce.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move Ordinance 2019-09, the ordinance amending the public finance code relating to investments and collateral, and I ask for unanimous consent.
Any objections? Seeing and hearing none, Ordinance 2019-09 is adopted. It will move to Item B.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Ordinance 2019-10, an ordinance authorizing the manager to lease up to an acre of city and borough property located at Lot 4, HDK subdivision near Anka Street and the South Lemon Creek material source to Juno Compost LLC for a composting facility.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Mr. Mann.
This ordinance would authorize the city manager to lease CBJ property behind Home Depot to Juno Compost LLC for a composting facility. The Lands Committee and Planning Commission passed motions of support for the proposal. The Assembly at its November 5, 2018 meeting authorized the city manager to negotiate a fair market value lease with Juno Compost LLC. The proposed ordinance will authorize a lease term for 5 years at the current market value of $200 per month per quarter acre. I recommend this ordinance be adopted.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak to this ordinance? Seeing and hearing none, we'll bring it back to the Assembly. Ms. Hale.
I move Ordinance 2019-10 regarding the leasing of property in South Lemon Creek Materials Source to LLC, Juno Compost LLC, and ask for unanimous consent.
Mr. Jones.
I want to object for a couple of questions, if I might.
Okay,
I had a question on page 1, line 23, number 1. It says the composting facility will be fenced. Fencing will include electric fencing. The recommendation of the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Is there any particular reason that for a composting you have to put up an electric fence? I know we require it if they're raising chickens, but this is a compost pile.
Mr. Manager? Oh, wait, Mr. Cheney.
Thank you. Good evening. And this was an abundance of caution request, I believe, from the Fish and Game. They were concerned that the bears would be attracted to the compost facility. Now that the applicant has several years of experience with composting and has never had a problem with bears, but we'd rather be safe than sorry. So the Planning Commission recommended this condition, and the applicant did not object. She has already purchased, I believe, the equipment to put in the electric fence. So it'll be, I think it'll be a good operation.
Thank you, Mr. Cheney. Mr. Jones, you have a follow-up?
Yes, since this is for a quarter acre where the applicant can expand over time, but even if she never does, it's still for 20 years. Do you anticipate if she were to expand to 3/4 acre, you'd still want it fenced with electric fence? Or would that be something that would be negotiable? The reason is, I mean, we have a dump. It's not fenced. We have all kinds of stuff that's not fenced. And this just seems to me to be burdensome, cumbersome, and really doesn't do much. So if it's, you know, negotiable in the future, I'll probably have less of a problem. But I have some issues with that. I'm not going to vote against the lease, but I just think that's ridiculous. But and I have another set of questions. No, I don't.
Go ahead, Mr. Jones.
In this lease, we're charging $200 a month per quarter acre. But we also are allowing the applicant to lease in quarter acre increments up to a little bit less than an acre. I think if it's an acre or more, they have to have a conditional use permit. So I assume we wouldn't force that on her if we were satisfied. But we're only charging for the land she's leasing, but we basically have tied up an acre without charging for that. Other leases we charge when they're operating, we charge less when they're not. Is there a reason why we're not charging for the other up to an acre that would be we wouldn't develop around her and force her never to expand? Is there a reason why we're not charging?
Mr. Cheney.
Thank you. We will not be setting the land around her aside. If another operator came in with an acceptable request for a lease, we would proceed accordingly. But at this point, it's land that has not been used for many years, and it's unlikely that someone will come in and use it or want to lease it. So I think the quarter acre is what she'll be leasing for now.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Manager.
So, Madam Mayor, a couple things. In Section 2, authorization, subparagraph A, lease term is for 5 years. So this will get revisited, and if the electric fence proves to be unnecessary, is demonstrated not to be useful, I think that could go away. And then in this lease, it's raw land without improvements, and by the nature of the composting, we're not talking about permanent improvements on the land, so I think it's more movable than most of the lease activity that comes before us.
Thank you. On page 2, line 11C, leased area, second line says may expand the leased area up to 1 acre. that doesn't fit with Mr. Cheney saying they won't hold that land aside, and if some developer came in and wanted to use that, then she couldn't expand. She'd have to find additional land somewhere nearby, but not expand. So to me, that doesn't fit. The language here doesn't fit with Mr. Cheney, and I just want to make sure it's clear that, you know, she's got the right to expand, and we won't be putting stuff up right up against her or leasing it. Not that anybody wants to lease out there, but you never know. But anyway, I've said my piece. Thank you.
Mr. Manager?
I'll just say one other thing into the record, so if somebody dives back into the minutes in a few years. We are thrilled to lease property to this business. It's something that I think the community wants, and it helps divert material from the landfill. So I think as a policy matter, we really want to make this work and work with this business to be successful.
I agree with you, and I want it to work too. But it seemed like some of these conditions, we weren't being as helpful as we could have been.
Okay, any other member of the assembly?
And I remove my objection.
I was just going to ask you that. So any other objections? Okay. So that puts us at unanimous consent. So ordinance 2019-10 is adopted. Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Ordinance 2019-11, an ordinance authorizing the manager to lease property known as Gnakodate Park, Pocket Park, and located at Juneau Town Site, Block 13, Lot 9, near 139 South Franklin Street, to Franklin Foods, LLC.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Mr. Manager.
This lease application was initially submitted by Dave McCasland for Alaska Sustainable Seafoods, LLC, DBA Deccan Dave's, but was modified on March 14 by Mr. McCasland to change the lessee name to Franklin Foods, LLC. The applicant plans to use the leased land for outdoor food sales with portable restrooms and a seating area. On November 5, 2018, the Assembly passed a motion to direct the city manager to negotiate a fair market value lease of the lot, formerly known as Gnakodate Park, to the applicant. The Planning Commission recommended leasing the lot to the applicant for a term of 1 year. The term of the lease and the proposed ordinance is for 1 year, and fair market value has been determined by appraisal to be $3,250 per month from May through September and $1,000 per month for the remaining months of the year. I recommend you adopt this ordinance.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Mr. Bryson.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor and Assembly, I would like to declare a potential conflict of interest. I'm the owner of a downtown restaurant. I understand there are approximately 43 other food vendors downtown. I do not have a significant financial interest in the outcome of this ordinance. I've consulted with the attorney who has described that a class of 43 food vendors in the downtown area is a large enough group such that I would not have a conflict of interest. Do you require me to step down, Madam Mayor?
Does the public have any objections for Mr. Bryson sitting in on this discussion? Seeing any, hearing none. Does the Assembly have any objections to Mr. Bryson sitting in here? Seeing and hearing none, there is no conflict of interest. Thank you for consulting with our attorney on this.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Okay, with that, we'll bring it back to the Assembly. Ms. Hughes-Scanning.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Oops, sorry.
The public.
The public testimony.
Oh, is there any member of the public that would like to testify on this ordinance? Come on up. Please state your name and address.
My name is David McCasland. I live on 2113 2nd Street in Douglas. I just wanted to come and say thank you for everyone's time and consideration with this. It's been a lot, and I appreciate it. I 2 days ago, I signed a lease with the Gastineau Apartments there, so I'll be leasing the other half of the property. I have five other vendors ready to move into the lot. And I'm asking for your support, and I appreciate all your help. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr.
McCasland.
McCasland. Seeing and hearing none, we'll bring it back to the Assembly. Ms. Hughes-Scanning.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move ordinance 2019-11 and ask unanimous consent. And may I speak to that for a moment? Was that how you would do that?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, then let's...
There's an objection first. Mr. Joe.
Just for a question.
Okay, an objection for a question. Go ahead, Mr. Joe.
Thank you. A couple of questions. One is, this is a lease that you said had two different periods for cost. And is there any provision in here that allows Mr. McCaslin or any of his subleasees, which you do allow him to sublease, to operate out in the months in which it's cheaper rent? I mean, could they operate the month of December during the holiday season and gallery walk? Could they operate, you know, in January or February and still get a lower rate, even though the rate is set high during the months in which they would be operating?
Are we bringing Mr. McCaslin back?
Well, I'll answer that, and then if we need more detail, we'll bring Mr. Cheney up. But yes, Mr. McCaslin could operate throughout the year.
Okay. Just second question, under on page 2 of 3, item F925, it's the hold harmless. How much of a hold harmless is that? I mean, going to be operating a business. Sometimes he's going to be open, sometimes he won't. Does this exempt the city from any problems if that go on there, or exactly how broad is that hold harmless, i.e. putting the risk on Mr. McCaslin and his subleasees?
Mr. Attorney.
Thank you, and I smile at this one. Hopefully these words don't come back to haunt us. It's not a line here, but the last two lines of page 2, this is for any claim related to or arising out of Franklin Foods' use of the property, operation and maintenance. So if whatever the act is that occurred there is not related to the lease or a sublease, as a general rule, Franklin Foods would not have to indemnify the city. So if there's some other criminal activity that happens there that's unrelated to the leasing of this property, that would not be a responsibility of Franklin Foods. There are other activities, but I don't want to get too broad on this one.
Okay.
Any further objections? Are you withdrawing your objection?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So you have unanimous consent at this time, Ms. Hughes-Gandies. Do you still feel the need to talk?
I'll keep it very brief, Madam Mayor. I just wanted to thank the manager and just say I'm very happy that we're able to find a home and a solution, and thank Mr. McCaslin for his interest in getting this in time for the season. I know everyone is very excited about it.
Thank you, Ms. Hughes-Gandies. With unanimous consent, ordinance 2019-11 has been adopted. So that brings us to item D, Madam Clerk.
Madam Mayor, resolution 2851, a resolution repealing resolution 1950, prohibiting alcohol in Jackie Renninger Park and the Hank Harmon Rifle Range, and allowing alcohol in Gnacadec Park with a food vendor lease.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Mr. Manager.
Franklin Foods LLC's business plan involves operating an outdoor food service area at Gnacadec Park that includes the sale of beer and wine. The original intent for the alcohol prohibition at this park was to prevent unregulated consumption of alcohol in public parks. If the park is leased to a food vendor like Franklin Foods LLC, the food vendor would be responsible for controlling where alcohol is consumed and responsible for maintaining the park. Lands Committee passed a motion recommending the Assembly remove Gnacadec Park from Resolution 1950 only if the park is leased to a food vendor like Franklin Foods LLC. The removal of the prohibition on alcohol possession should only be for the duration of the lease and be reinstated when the lease is terminated. Prohibition will remain in effect until a lease is signed and will be reinstated upon completion of the lease. I recommend you adopt this ordinance.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak to Resolutions 2851? Seeing and hearing none, we will bring it back to the Assembly. Mr. Edwardson.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move that the Assembly adopt Resolution 2851, and I ask unanimous consent.
Ms. Hale.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I object solely for the purpose of correcting some language on the actual resolution. So on the second page of the resolution, this is page 91 of our packet, the fourth whereas reads now, whereas the public health, safety, and welfare is be served, I'm sorry, and that should read is best served, and the whereas below that should also read is best served.
Okay. Spell check obviously didn't check that. Ms. Hale, do you have any other corrections?
That's it.
Attorney, have you noted those corrections?
Well noted with the giggle.
I would say the fifth whereas as well.
Oh, I missed that one.
It's almost the same sentence.
No, that I did mention that, the fourth and the fifth, yes.
She mentioned you.
Stop giggling, yes.
All right. Any other objections to the Assembly?
Madam Mayor.
Ms. Treem, I'm sorry I forgot about you.
I'm having a hard time hearing you. Can you speak a little bit closer to your microphone?
Okay, is that better?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, do you have any objection to Resolution 2851?
I do not.
All right, thank you, Ms. Treem. So with no objection from the Assembly, Resolution 2851 is adopted. That brings us to item E. Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Ordinance 2018-11-AE, an ordinance appropriating to the manager the sum of $600,000 as funding for the Bartlett Regional Hospital Rainforest Recovery Center Detox Edition Capital Improvement Project, funding provided by Bartlett Regional Hospital Funds Fund Balance.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Mr. Manager.
This ordinance would appropriate $600,000 from the BRH fund balance to supplement CIP B55078 Rainforest Recovery Center Detox Edition. The additional $600,000 will increase funds in this CIP to $3.1 million, allowing the project to be advertised for construction in the spring of 2019. The RRC Detox Edition project will demolish approximately 2,400 square feet of the west wing of the existing facility. It will construct approximately 4,400 square feet of new space in its place. New addition will house a four-patient detox suite, an ADA-compliant main entry, waiting area, addiction assessment area, and five administrative staff offices. Project also includes roof replacement for the entire facility and a new power supply from the BRH main electrical room, eliminating need for a separate backup generator at the facility. The project will allow detox and addiction treatment to be removed from BRH and integrated adjacent to the RRC's residential care program, creating a coordinated full continuum of addiction care in a single facility. Public Works and Facilities Committee referred this ordinance to the Assembly for approval at its meeting on February 25, 2019. I recommend you adopt this ordinance.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak to Ordinance 2018-11-AE? Okay, with that, we'll bring it back to the Assembly. Mr. Jones.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I would move Ordinance 2018-11-AE and ask unanimous consent.
Are there any objections? Seeing and hearing none, Ordinance 2018-11-AE is adopted. Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Ordinance 2018-12-B, an ordinance appropriating and disappropriating funds from the Treasury for fiscal year 19 school district operations.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Mr. Manager.
The fiscal year 2019 school enrollment is above the level originally used to determine the Juneau School District funding for the FY19 approved school budget. This results in $536,284 more dollars of state revenue and an increase of $122,714 to the contribution amount that CBJ is allowed to fund under the state cap. The Board of Education passed a budget revision increasing state and local funding for the FY19 district's operating fund at its January 8, 2019 meeting. The Assembly Finance Committee approved this action at its meeting on February 6, 2019. In the FY19 CBJ budget proceedings, the Assembly also approved additional funding of $140,000 to JSD for Kinder Ready. As a housekeeping measure, the funding is now being appropriated for FY19 school district operations. Total increase in expenditures authorized in this ordinance is $798,998. $536,284 is funded with state revenue and $262,714 is funded from local general government revenues. I recommend you adopt this ordinance.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak to ordinance 2018-12B? Okay, we'll bring it back to the Assembly. Ms. Vlasheski.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I would move ordinance 2018-12B and ask for unanimous consent.
Any objections? Seeing and hearing none, ordinance 2018-12B has been adopted. And seeing there's any unfinished business, before we move to new business, I'm going to take a 5-minute break. So let's take 5 minutes.
Well, we thought we were rocking and rolling.
On the next morning edition, President Trump is threatening to close the border. So what to do with the latest asylum seekers?
We can feed them, and we're going to help them reunite with their families.
David Green reports from El Paso. Also, a concert pianist has a reunion of his own.
Today, let me look more into the strings. Right?
You just pluck the strings like a guitar.
And then tomorrow, let's...
Listen for all kinds of stories. Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Starting 4 a.m. weekdays on KTOO Juneau 104.3.
Support for this station comes from members like you and from Alaska Probiotics, serving locally brewed kombucha available on tap throughout Juneau. A full listing of locations, flavors, and more at akprobiotics.com.
You're tuned to KTOO Juneau and the Assembly, CBJ Assembly meeting. They have taken a short break and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Mountainside Estates Homeowners Association and Don Wolf versus the CBJ Planning Commission. This is Assembly Appeal Number 2019-03. The Clerk's Office received a timely filed appeal from the Mountainside Neighborhood Association and Don Wolf regarding a Planning Commission decision SMP 2018-0002 and a preliminary plat for a phased major subdivision to include 12 single-family lots and one large tract, 13 lots total. In accordance with the appeals code, the assembly must decide tonight whether to accept or reject the appeal. If you determine, after liberally construing the notice of appeal in order to preserve the rights of the appellant, that there has been a failure to comply with the appellate rules, or if the notice of appeal does not state grounds upon which any of the relief requested may be granted, you may reject the appeal. If the appeal is accepted, you must decide tonight whether the assembly will hear the appeal itself or if it will assign it the appeal to a hearing officer. If you decide to hear the appeal yourself, the presiding officer should be appointed. In hearing an appeal, the assembly sits in its quasi-judicial capacity and must avoid discussing the case outside of the hearing process.
Thank you, Mr. Attorney. So the question before the assembly is, do we want to hear the appeal? So I guess the easiest way to ask that question is, are there any objections to hearing the appeal? Seeing and hearing none, we will take the appeal. The next question is whether we do the presiding officer or a hearing officer. And because it's the Planning Commission, advice of our attorney was to appoint a presiding officer. And at this time, I have asked Ms. Gladyszewski to take this on as the presiding officer. Are there any objections to all of you are just happy that you weren't selected? Okay. All right. So, Mr. Attorney, do we need to do anything more with that item?
Not at this point. We will schedule a pre-hearing conference shortly.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Attorney. Moving on to item B, Mr. Manager.
Madam Mayor, export manufacturing property taxes.
Actually, Mr. Manager, why don't you wait 2 seconds while we clear the room?
Sorry.
No worries. All right, Mr. Manager, would you go ahead? Sorry.
Madam Mayor, export manufacturing property tax exemption. Property owners seeking a manufacturing property tax exemption must file a request with the assessor's office on or before January 31 of each year. Code places the authority for approving the manufacturing exemption requests with the assembly. For 2019, two companies have requested the tax exemption, Alaska Glacier Seafood, Inc., and AcBev Group, LLC, Alaska Brewery. Total property value requested for exemptions this year is $858,630. This would result in a tax loss of $9,181. Individual company amounts are detailed in the meeting packet materials. The assessor's office reviewed the exemption applications and determined that the properties met the code requirements. The Assembly Finance Committee reviewed this issue at its March 13, 2019 meeting and recommended forwarding the tax exemptions for 2019 to the full Assembly for approval. I recommend you approve these exemptions.
Bringing it back to the Assembly. Mr. Bryson, we'll pick on you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move the Assembly adopt the export manufacturing property tax exemption and ask for unanimous consent.
Are there any objections? Ms. Hale.
Just for purposes of one comment, I would advocate, and I'm not quite sure how extensive our outreach is to people, but I think there's a lot of businesses that aren't aware of this, and I'd advocate that we maybe explore making people more aware of it. Thank you. And I remove my objection.
The manager's office is nodding their head, so I'm assuming that they will try and figure out if there's any other businesses that we're missing. Any other comments, objections? Seeing and hearing none, these exemptions are granted. That brings us to staff reports.
I have no staff report. Thank you. Madam Mayor, we do have a statute.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just briefly, there were some questions regarding potential modifications to, I believe it is Title IV, related with alcohol licenses, and we were notified by our lobbyists today that Senate Bill 16, which modifies the recreational site licenses for alcohol, passed out of Senate Finance, and it is on its way to the Senate floor. The amendments look rosy, so to speak. It seems like there's good support for them. It will add ski areas, specifically allowing Eagle Crest a recreational site license, and also grandfathers in Taku Lanes, among other modifications.
All right. Well, thank you for that report. Any questions from the Assembly? Okay. We'll move on to the Mayor's report then. So, first of all, I just want to thank everybody and congratulations to all the players in the tournament, but for the Lions gold medal basketball tournament that was just on this past week. A lot of week of good basketball in town, and congratulations to the Haynes team who won the B bracket, and Heidelberg who won the C bracket, Cake who won the Masters bracket, and Skagway who won the women's basketball tournament. And thanks again for everybody coming into town and playing some good basketball. Also, congratulations to the Ketchikan boys basketball team for winning the state for the first time in 45 years. Although they are our rivals, we support a Southeast team winning the state title anytime. Congratulations to the Juneau Capitals 18U hockey team for their championship win at the Alaska State Hockey Tier A tournament this past weekend. Not this weekend, but the weekend before. So congratulations to all of them. I have been reasonably busy. I attended a human resources seminar at KTO, so thanks to them and the Juneau Chamber for sponsoring that event. I met with school board member Paul Kelly, so I appreciate that he's reaching out to all the other assembly members, and I think he said that he has talked to a few of you already. We had a question and answer town hall on the impacts of the governor's proposed budget to Juneau finances with all of us there, and we appreciate the interest of the people showing up, and we were glad to answer any questions. So I've been up to the Capitol building a few times, and my last event was testifying at House Finance on the impacts of the budget for Juneau. So we have continued our joint meetings with our empowered boards this month, and we've dealt with the school board, Docks and Harbors, Hospital Board, and the Airport Board. So we have had several meetings, and been tough on everybody. I also attended the seniors pancake breakfast at Mountain View Senior Center. They had delicious blueberry pancakes, and I got to speak with two lovely ladies. It was pretty fun. So we are also going, as the assembly, even out our committees, but Mr. Joan is going to talk about that since he has more than his fair share on his docket. So on a personal note, I sent my eldest son to Marine boot camp, and he's just starting week 4 of 13 weeks. And I went with my younger son to visit a university this last weekend. So, and Mr. Joe's laughing at boot camp because I'm sure he remembers it fondly.
4 weeks is rifle training.
Yes. So, and then I just wanted to do a side note looking ahead that the MV Fairweather will be decommissioned on this Thursday. And after nearly 15 years of swiftly and safely transporting Southeast Alaska residents to friends and communities, competitions in the road system, there will be a small ceremony to celebrate the ship service. And that will take place on 6:30 a.m. on Thursday, if anybody wants to attend that. The ship played a key role in keeping Juneau accessible and serving as a key link in our Southeast and South Central system. And the ceremony will be to honor the ship and show gratitude to both her and her crew. So if anybody can attend that, that would be lovely.
Madam
and
Mayor.
Yes,
time was
at 6:30 a.m. before it sails on to Ketchikan. So unfortunately, I will be out of town, so I'd appreciate anybody who could attend that. So, and that is my report. So we will move on to the other members. So let's see here. We'll start with Ms. Ladishevsky.
All right. Thank you, Madam Mayor. We did not have a committee of the whole meeting since our last assembly meeting. We have a committee of the whole meeting next Monday. The Parks and Rec Master Plan was going to be on it. It will not be. They're in the process of making a few amendments, so you'll get another copy to read. So then it'll be on the following COW. Just giving you a heads up about when you need to read all of that. But we'll hear a few more items then. I attended some of the things the mayor talked about, the pancake breakfast, going up to the Capitol. I wanted to mention the Native Youth Olympics that were tremendous here within the last couple of weeks. Team Juno won 13 medals, and they were students from JD, Thunder Mountain, and Yakus. So it was really amazing display of strength and tenacity. They hurt just to look at them. It was the last day of Eagle Crest yesterday, and there was a big party. A lot of young people on the mountain. It was really nice to see. So congratulations to Eagle Crest for a great season. It's snow melting fast up there. And that's my report.
Thank you, Ms. Blaszewski. Mr. Jones.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The Assembly Finance Committee met on the 13th of March, primarily dealt with the manufacturing tax credit, which we dealt with tonight. We also went over the schedule for the next 2 months in terms of the Finance Committee. Our next meeting is at Wednesday of this week on the 3rd. The Assembly meeting at 5:30, followed then by the Finance Committee. We'll get the budget numbers, get the budget bills read in and referred to the Finance Committee. Just remind you to most of the material for Wednesday night will be handed out Wednesday night. And then you can settle in for weekly Finance Committee meetings through May. May 1st, maybe not, but the rest of April and May. The Child Care Committee, we met on the 15th. We counseled on the 22nd. We're meeting again this Friday. We're close to as final a draft as I think we're going to get to, at least initially, and hopefully that will be done on the 5th. Robert Barr has been our staff person. Ms. McEwen is going to sit in on Friday because Robert is tied up with incident command training, something like that. Hopefully we'll be wrapping that up before the end of April. Juneau School District met on the 12th of March. They had a work session on their pre-K program in the district. A couple of members from the Child Care Committee attended. They also did the first reading on the budget, and they are scheduled to do their budget presentation at our finance meeting on the 3rd. Their next school board meeting is on the 9th of April. The Downtown Business Association last met on the 5th of March. Their next meeting is the 9th of April. Mayor alluded to change of things. I'm going to step away as liaison for the DBA. I've been doing that for almost 5 years. I think it's time for somebody else to get involved, and Alicia has agreed.
That'd be Ms. Hughes Candy.
Ms. Hughes Candy. It's easier to say Alicia.
I know.
I'm sorry. Has agreed to be the liaison. So she will be there on the 9th. I will be also. That will be my last one as the. And I believe the mayor is also scheduled to be there. So that should be an interesting meeting. I met with the Docks and Harbors Planning and Operations Committee on the 20th of March. I reviewed with them the ordinance that the Assembly had agreed that I could work on it related to the Planning Commission review of leases. I will be meeting with the Planning Commission on the 23rd of April. They're meeting on the 9th, but that conflicted with the school district meeting, and that's out of Thunder Mountain. It was kind of hard to go back and forth. I wanted to remind people that those on the Assembly that were concerned related to Amalga Harbor, Dockson Harbors is holding a public meeting on the Amalga Harbor Fish Cleaning Station tomorrow night at 6 p.m. at the Valley Library. I know many on this assembly were concerned about that. Conflicting with that is the Willoughby District Stakeholder Meeting, which will be held at the JAC that JADC is holding at 5 p.m. till 6:30, that will be held at the JAC, and that is going to hear from a lot of the stakeholders in the Willoughby District area, and so encourage any who might attend. While I was in Seattle, I attended a Municipal League board meeting. It was sort of a check-in with all the board members, talking about various descriptions or decisions around how the Municipal League will take positions related to the budget, the permanent fund usage, as the budget process is working its way through. I think they have some good ideas that are going to start rolling out here fairly soon. The board meeting that's generally in Anchorage in May is May 8th and 9th, and will be here in Juneau. The Municipal League figures that the session will still be going on, and so it would be better to hold the meetings here. I believe the board meeting is on the 9th, the 8th. I think maybe the mayors are meeting and maybe some other things going on. The summer meeting is in Soldotna on August 13th through the 15th. I know, I think the mayor's going, manager, assistant manager, maybe, I will be going as a board member. Anybody else should check with Susan in the manager's office. Last week, I did attend the National Main Street Now convention in Seattle. Jill McLean and Allison Edens from CDD, Jill Ramil from the DBA, and Brian Holst from the Juneau Economic Development Council were also there. We intend to get together in the next couple weeks, and we tried not to go to the same sessions, although we did end up in a couple at various times. I've tried to cover as much of that as we could. Juneau is now officially a Main Street community. We've done all the preliminary work to be approved by National Main Street. This gives us some access to potential funding and some technical assistance and other kind of contracts. It'll be interesting to see now which direction the DBA along with CDD would take, especially with downtown blueprint and all of those kinds of things coming together. I think with that, I also attended, when I was in town, the same meetings you all did, and I think that's my report. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. Mr. Edwardson.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The Human Resources Committee met just before this meeting, and based on the recommendations of the committee, I have three people that I'm going to recommend appointment to boards and commissions. I move that the Assembly appoint Ryan Baer to the Wetlands Review Board for a term beginning immediately and ending December 31st, 2021.
Any objections to that appointment? Seeing and hearing none?
Thank you.
Supported.
I move that the Assembly appoint Roger Healy to the Bidding Review Board for the term beginning immediately and ending May 31st, 2020.
Any objections to Mr. Healy's appointment? He couldn't stay completely out of it, so good for Mr. Healy. He's appointed.
And third, I move that the Assembly appoint Norton Gregory to the Douglas Advisory Board for a term beginning immediately and ending September 30th, 2020.
Any objections? Mr. Gregory is appointed. And I'm just, Ms. Treem, do you don't have any objections to any of these?
I do not.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. And I'll also just note that the Douglas Advisory Board submitted their annual report tonight as well. As far as liaison duties, the airport board met the 12th out of the airport and then the 21st with the entire assembly. And the 21st pretty much covered everything that went on the 12th, so I'm not going to recap that. The local emergency planning committee met on March 13th. And some of the highlights, I think somebody mentioned that Mr. Barr was at ICS training, The ICS training is ICS 300, and just for a little bit of information, there's 100 through 800, and pretty much everybody who participates in the incident command has to take 100, 200, 700, and 800, and then the rest of them in between are for specific duties, like documentation unit or response unit or something like that. So I'd just like to mention that along with Mr. Barr, there's a lot of people from the LEPC attending that training, and I'll point out that this is just some of the training that they attend, and much of it is on their own time, not work time. So it's a pretty dedicated board. A couple of other things. Bartlett Regional Hospital had a mass casualty tabletop exercise, and it finished and it went well, although they didn't have specific bullets to talk about it. It sounded like generally it went well. And another drop of information, tabletop exercises are just one step up on the progression of different types of exercise, lecture exercise, tabletop exercise, functional exercise, and then full-scale exercise. So when they do these exercises, they're actually part of a system that's working their way up to prepare everybody to work together on disasters. And let me see, the UAS full-scale exercise scheduled for June is still scheduled for June, but it's going to be dependent on the state budget. And let's see, they are reviewing their bylaws this year, and they're required to periodically review their bylaws, and they're doing that and probably just about done. One date to put on your calendar would be August 1st at the Thunder Mountain High School. This year's health fair will be held there and then. And that's my report. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Everson. Ms. Treem.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The Aquatics Board met on March 19th. They are continuing to work on recruitment for seats that will be vacant this summer. And current board members are working on ways to transfer their knowledge to new board members. If there's anybody who's interested or has any questions about serving on this board, please contact me. And in other pool news, Glacier Swim Club is hosting Southeast Champs this weekend, so good luck to all of the swimmers who will be in town for that swim meet. Travel Juno met on the 28th. I have some dates that you all should put in your calendars. The first large cruise ship will be arriving in Juno on April 28th, and there will be a little celebration of sorts to welcome them, and I believe we're all invited to that, so put that on your calendar. And the travel fair will be on April 20th. At the board meeting last week, the board heard the results of the Destination Next survey, and I won't go through them all for you, but it was a really interesting overview, hearing both what industry folks in Juno perceive our Juno's strengths and weaknesses, and then what the broader public in Juno perceives as Juno's strengths and weaknesses. And the results of that survey are up on the Travel Juno website, or the slide deck, and the final report will be up on the Travel Juno website shortly. I was really sick last month. That's a reminder to everybody to wash your hands because it's still flu season. So I didn't get to attend as many community events as I would have liked, but I did attend the Homelessness 101 workshop put on by CBJ's Irene Gallion, and it was a very informative workshop on various issues concerning homelessness.
I said she's in the audience, so your gratitude has been noted.
Oh, good, good. I also took some time, some lunch hours in March to testify to both the House Transportation Committee and to attend rallies in support of the Alaska Marine Highway System. We know how important that is to Juneau and all of Southeast. And then I slept a lot. So that's my report. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Dream. Ms. Hughes-Candies.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The Juno Commission on Aging met March 12th.
They discussed how to fill the vacant seats that they have currently and how to reach some of the communities, subsets of Juneau that they may not currently be reaching or might not be represented, any senior communities that are not being addressed. They formed a subcommittee to work on the survey on aging that is still coming up, and they're hard at work on that and generating lots of excitement amongst the committee. I was appointed to the Sister Cities Committee by the mayor, which I will gladly look forward to meeting with them, but we haven't met yet, or if they, I haven't been to a meeting yet. So I look forward to meeting them and seeing what they're up to, in addition to the Downtown Business Association. I also took the time, where possible, to go testify on the effects of the budget on Juneau and on the ferry system, and fought to keep that. I had the opportunity to attend Perseverance Theater's latest production, Guys and Dolls, and that was very enjoyable. Kudos to Perseverance for all the great art they bring to the capital city. And I've been spending lots of time with the Alaska Folk Fest Board, and we are gearing up for the 45th annual Folk Fest. So put that on your calendars as well, even though it's not a city event, April 8th through the 14th. I think that's my report. Oh, and I spoke after our joint airport board meeting. I am in touch with some of the board members, and I'm looking forward to getting a tour of the airport from the manager when it schedules out.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Hughes-Gandy. Ms. Hale.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Let's see. Public Works and Facilities Committee met on March 18th, and then we've had two special Public Works and Facilities Committee meetings on the new Jack project on the 11th and on the 27th, which was last week. We had scheduled one for this week, but we canceled that to do some more preparation. So at our next Public Works meeting, which is April 8th, I'll talk a little bit more about how that's going and what we have planned for that those special meetings. Juneau Commission on Sustainability is going strong. That's a very dedicated and energetic group. We should be seeing air source heat pump change out proposal coming from them. I think that will go through Public Works initially and then come probably to the whole assembly, so that'll be coming. They are also set to review lead information from the airport, so we'll see how that goes. We've talked about that with the airport board when they were here before. Hospital board, it's also a very busy group of people, and it's a very happening place. We met on the 26th. They have been looking hard at possibly adding robotic surgery to their suite of surgery options, and it's a real, they hired an outside consultant that I thought did a really good analysis of whether it makes sense for a place like Juneau. One of the considerations is that for young staff, young doctors that they want to hire, they've all been trained in robotic surgery generally, and so not having that means it's harder to attract people, but we just don't have a huge volume of surgery. So for now, they're going to let that sit for a period of time and then pick it up at a later date. They're not taking action now. They have been working very hard at getting somebody to fill the ophthalmology hole that has occurred in Juneau when Dr. Bruffel departed, and it looks like they've got somebody who wants to come up part-time, so they're the closest they've been in a long time to actually making that happen, so that's very exciting. I'll be out of town at a hospital governance conference April 13th through 18th, and I'm really looking forward to that. Several members of the board are also going, so it's going to be a really good opportunity to have great conversations with them as well as to learn more about hospital governance. And then finally on the hospital, Title 40, the hospital board and hospital staff themselves have been working very hard on changes to Title 40, which is their governing laws, and those are coming our way in the not-too-distant future. They've worked a lot very closely with the doctors, and so that, there's been a lot of back and forth on that. I attended a town hall meeting that our state delegation did at Centennial Hall. I can't remember the date on that. I also attended that Alaska Marine Highway Rally and actually spoke at that, and I will be going to the ferry decommissioning on Thursday morning. I'm an early riser, so fits right in. finally, I'll be performing at the Folk Festival, so that's very fun, and I've been doing some gardening.
Perfect. Thank you, Ms. Hill. Mr. Bryson.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Beginning of the month, PRAC met, Parks and Rec Advisory Committee. We had a presentation from the Jensen Olsom Arboretum. We actually have a national certified collection, so they had some recognition for that. And all the vegetables that they grow at the Jensen Olsom Arboretum, they donate to the Glory Hall. I thought that was pretty cool. On the 6th, JDC met. They discussed the Innovation Summit, which was really successful this year. And Senator Jesse Keel showed up to give us his rendition of the budget and the impacts. On the 6th, I watched Bob leave. I wanted to thank Bob. He gave me a whole hour of his time to give me a budget overview and how the budget process is going to work for us. On the 9th, I went to the AWARE Women of Distinction event with my wife, and I got one of my daughters to go with me. And a retired friend, Chris Sell, was there. So everybody got to say hi to Chris. On the 11th, I got to see a wonderful presentation on the update of the homelessness situation in Juneau, presented by Irene Galley, and that was phenomenal and informative. On the 12th, the Planning Commission met. They discussed urban agriculture, livestock, chickens, and I requested a rule about monkeys and exotic big cats, the other. So that's going to be there might be a monkey law in there. But also at that same meeting, Riverside and Stephen Richards is going to get a four-way controlled light stop instead of the roundabout over there. And Forbidden Peak Brewery got its initial approval at that Planning Commission meeting. On the 19th, you guys were meeting with the hospital board. I instead went and had dinner with Congressman Don Young, and I got to spend about 5 minutes hanging out with the governor. Where we discussed the budget, and the best phrase that I could come back after speaking about the budget with the governor was common enemies, common goals. And so the reaction from the public was kind of, or the legislature's kind of what he was expecting. On the 22nd, after we signed the end of the lawsuit, I went to the Top Hat Tracy's Crab Shack After Hours. And I won a Top Hat gift bag. That was pretty neat. yeah, I thought everybody laughed at that. On the 26th, Planning Commission met again. Legacy Suites, the senior housing facility, got an approval. The airport reconstruction got an approval. And a rezone for the Thunder Mountain Trailer Park and its some adjoining buildings to the trailer park is going to be coming our way. They have requested a correction on the comprehensive map to allow for the rezone for the Thunder Mountain buildings and properties connected to the trailer park, but there was an error in the comp map that a line went through one of the properties, and they're going to ask us to correct that. And then on the 29th, Keith Comstock with Juneau Hydro we had a brief discussion about local ownership of our electric company and the progress of the Sweetheart Lake project. I also want to include, I'd like to thank both Rory and Mila on the 25th. I got about a half hour with Rory learning more about the budget. Mila only got about 10 minutes, but I still got their input on that. And then today I met with Forrest Davis, who is still working on his resolution for reducing the use of single-use plastic bags in Juneau. And for this week of spring break, my college-age daughter, Elena, came home for 9 days. So I had all five family members at home for at least one event. And that is my assembly report. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Bryson. So that brings us to Mr. Jones.
Can I just make in case someone actually is Mr. Bryson chasing down monkeys and tigers, those are not allowed in Alaska, so they don't need to be in our local law.
I know that now.
Yes. Mr. Jones.
Thank you. One thing that triggered by some other comments. Tomorrow, the Visitor Product Group with JADC is meeting. One of their ongoing agenda items is the Egan Drive resurfacing Main Street to 10th Street. And I know we're trying to get Ferry Way done before that happens. Seward out here, South Seward, I think we're going to do some things this summer, but trying to find out what the current status of the Egan is and the website. The last update is back in 18. Every time I go to the Juno Preserve Product, I get an update that I've never heard from anybody else. So just wondering if the manager happened to know anything.
Mr. Manager, do you happen to know anything?
I believe that DOT has negotiated award of the project, but the details are not yet known on how they're going to phase the work in. So a lot of people are eager to find that out, so we'll press them again on that.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Mr. Edwardson.
Thank you. And I forgot to mention something also. There's a movie at the Gold Town Nickelodeon that started last week, and I think they held it over a week. It's called Edge of the Knife. And it's all in the Hodgkill language, the language of the Haida people. I'm Haida. Juno is really good on its cultural events. And Juno is in traditionally Tlingit territory, but there's a lot of Haidas here too. And I would encourage anybody to go watch the movie. It's really interesting, and it goes over, it's packed full of traditional stories, and it has won several awards, I think, around the world.
Do you have dates and times for that?
I don't. I would just check with the Gold Town Nickelodeon. They kind of got it at the last minute because it was showing at Tlingit and Haida, and I think it might be a little bit fluid because they decided, from what I heard, to hold it over for a week. So, it's been attended pretty well.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Everson. Ms. Hale.
I too had one thing to add. Mr. Bryson and I, and I think we're the only ones, also attended a Chamber of Commerce meeting last week at which Senate Finance Co-Chair Senator Natasha von Imhoff spoke, and it was very interesting and encouraging, actually. I think we're lucky that she's a co-chair there. She knows her stuff.
So thank you, Ms. Hale. So, moving on to item C that Mr. Attorney would like to speak to.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Mayor. So prior to tonight on the presiding officer reports, we had two that I will briefly cover. The first one is the Harris Homes appeal of a Planning Commission decision from a director's decision. The Assembly referred that to a hearing officer. Scott Brandt Erickson is the hearing officer in that case, and the pre-hearing conference has been set for April 15th. The second appeal that the Assembly has or is involved with is the Juno 1 VOA. That's, again, a property tax appeal where the deputy mayor is the presiding officer, and we are scheduling a pre-hearing conference on that one to get that case moving.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Attorney. So that leads us to continuation of public participation on non-agenda items. Okay. Seeing and hearing none, and we have no executive session. Are there any other items coming before the Assembly? Hearing and seeing none, we're adjourned.